What do you think, Ike, on the call?
I like it. I like it. I like the fact that OV won a Stanley Cup. I think a lot of people feel that way. You're talking about one of the game's greatest players in the history of the game. You know, finally removing that mark or that blemish from his resume of not being a Stanley Cup champion, really having his career viewed more as a failure, where even though he's won the MVP a few times, what, three times, I believe, right, of the NHL, I just – he was more known for, and that team was more known for coming up short and blowing leads in series than being a true champion, which they hadn't been until last night. So it's good. It's good. It's good for him. You know, I have no animosity really towards the D.C. area, even with the Nats and the Redskins down there. But good for them. The Caps, they won the Stanley Cup. Yeah, I don't too much care about the Capitals. But
did you get choked up watching Ovechkin win like Greeny did? He said on Good Get Up this morning he was choked up.
Not at all. I did get choked up watching him drink from the cup in the club last night, though. I've seen video of that, too.
I got choked up watching Get Up this morning. It was so bad. I wasn't watching. I was just kidding. Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, great, he won or whatever. The call wasn't very good, Ben. I know you're Mr. Hockey. What did you? It's no Gene Hart, where the Flyers have won the Stanley Cup. The passion was real,
right?
That's for sure. I mean, it's just he had some voice cracking.
Well, it sounded scripted. Like I think he wrote it out
in the middle.
And the funny thing to me is, I don't think Harry and Merrill scripted theirs. I think that they just let it pour from the heart. And it's funny because they.
I don't think Harry scripted it.
Know about that. Why not?
World champions of baseball.
Well, first of all, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. When you have a series lead the way the Phillies had, like, you want to have something there
You don't want to sound bad.
Exactly. So you want to have something there you want to go to. I don't think it takes away from the passion that you feel and the
authenticity?
Yeah, there you go. That sounds pretty good.
You got it.
Yeah, it doesn't take away from that. And quite frankly, I'd rather them have at least a line there that they feel is a go-to line. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Merle had at least the Super Bowl champion line to go to. He didn't have to script it out, play from the Hail Mary. Hell, they were delayed on that. They didn't know the ball hit the ground.
Well, because you're right. if they're up by two touchdowns and you can almost plan for it at that point, you're more worried about what happened in the game. You're calling the game.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the most interesting thing to me about the Harry call, and I think a lot of people forget this, is that as much as we love Scott Fransky, Fransky was supposed to call that inning. Like, Fransky was calling the ninth inning of games in 08, and he stepped aside to let Harry call it. So Scott hasn't had another chance to call a World Series win. He's called another World Series, but not a win. And I always find that interesting because how much humility do you have to sit in that radio booth and call the ninth inning, call the majority of innings and games all year for multiple years, and then just step aside and miss the biggest moment? Like, Harry did a great call, and we're all happy Harry called it, but the humility you have if you're Scott is incredible, because the Capitals had a similar situation where they had their old guy come back and call a couple periods this postseason.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they did. And it's the same thing, and they didn't have him call the final play. Right. But I always think about that with Harry and Scott. Like, Scott didn't get his chance because he was willing to cede to Harry there, and it's special.
Well, I agree with that for the most part, but you are talking about Harry Callis, who also, when the Phillies won in 80, I don't believe he had the opportunity.
You weren't allowed to
call the World Series
some
himself.
Screwy rule. Yeah. You weren't able to have the radio broadcast.
So just out of the fact Harry had been with the organization for the decades that he'd been, that was rightfully his spot to call that.
And Scott, knowing Scott, the way we know him, he gets it.
Yes, exactly. You want Harry to call it.
He gets it. Harry's one of the legends of all time of any sport. Harry Callis is Harry Callis.
Right.
You have to look at it this way, right? What does the audience want to hear? The audience loves – one of the reasons we love Scott Fransky is because he recognizes that that was Harry's moment to call that.
Yes.
But it was – anybody that's listening, you want to hear what Harry's going to say. Wheels was on the call, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so
Wheels was a little too busy fist pumping to say anything there.
Yeah,
no, but he intentionally didn't because he didn't want to walk on the call.
Step on the call, yeah.
He was smart.